Oh, here we go again. Another dangerous TikTok challenge, this time prompting urgent warnings from school districts, law enforcement agencies, and of course, fire in multiple states, including right here in Connecticut. In fact, several districts this month have already reported that Chromebooks were messed with, and it prompted evacuations, drills, letters being sent out to families. And we thought it was a good time to finally have the state fire marshal on from the office of the state fire marshal. Lori Volkert joins us now, and thank you for joining us. Certainly, we've been hearing a lot about this in districts, including as close to us in Derby in recent days. Talk to us a little bit about how this trend even works.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me on this morning. This is a really important issue. There's been a number of schools across the state that have seen this. It started on TikTok. Kids are basically shorting out their Chromebooks or other electric devices by inserting metal, pencil lead, et cetera, into the USB ports, charging ports. And what's really dangerous is that not only can this cause sparks and cause electrical shocks to injure the students, but it can also send the battery into thermal runaway, start a fire. And those sparks that come out can also ignite combustibles that are close by to the computer. And so there's a number of hazards that make this a particularly dangerous trend that we're seeing on social media.
And talk to us a little bit about, you know, when you have an item like this that could spark smoke, even start a fire, you know, why it's not just the fire. I think sometimes people are thinking, oh, just the property damage. But my understanding is that it also can, you know, give out toxins, which can make people really sick, right?
Absolutely. And just in general, smoke is very dangerous. When we see people who die in fires, most of the time they're dying from smoke inhalation, not from the burn injuries themselves. And so even smoke from a campfire, we know that smoking, all of these things are not good to breathe in. There's a lot of toxic gases that are given off in just a regular type class A fire where wood, paper, plastic are burning. But the lithium ion batteries, when they go into thermal runaway, are shooting out even more toxic gases. We've seen in the videos coming out of New York City and other places with the e-bike chargers and the fires that result from that. These are the same type of battery, just on a slightly smaller scale. So it's really important that if any electrical device starts to smoke, start to push out this white gas, if you can safely get outside, do so. If not, get outside yourself. Pull the fire alarm, get everyone evacuated, and call 911 for the fire department to handle it.
We've got Lori Volkert here, who is the state fire marshal in Connecticut, and we're talking about this dangerous TikTok trend. And correct me if I'm wrong, Lori, but I believe we still don't have, I'd say, a commercial extinguisher specifically for lithium battery fires, correct? Firefighters don't have that yet readily available to them.
Right. There are a number of tools that are coming onto the market. They're still going through testing to find out what's going to be effective and not. So we have to use traditional methods to put the fires out, which can be not as effective as other types of fires that we see. So it's really important that people take these hazards seriously and do all they can to prevent the fires from starting in the first place.
Right. Like it just brings it to another level, I would imagine, of the dangers surrounding it that I don't know if people realize it, because we've certainly had stories in the last few years. For example, the one that stands out to me is the e-bus in New Haven that they just had to let that basically burn. This was a few years back, but they had to let it basically burn out because there was no way to extinguish it. And we've seen, as you mentioned, the electric scooters where people have died in apartment buildings because it not only is so flammable and it catches so quickly, but there is no effective way to get rid of a lithium battery based fire at this point. It's a lot harder for firefighters to do that. So it sort of just brings it to another level as well when you're talking about this TikTok trend.
That's correct. It's really important that people know the hazards involved. You know, lithium ion batteries are a great technology. They can help us have devices that last a lot longer. They're super efficient, but they have this extra hazard. And so people need to be particularly careful to make sure that they're charging devices safely, that they're using the correct charges for the correct device, and also pay attention to your devices. If you've gotten a lithium ion battery powered device and you notice a change in color, change in odor, it starts pushing out white smoke, it overheats, the battery itself changes shape, starts leaking. If there's any odd noises, get it outside, call 911, have the fire department respond to take care of it, because that's a sign that it's going to thermal runaway.
How frustrating is it, Lori Volkerts here, who's the state fire marshal, to see that people are engaging in probably, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but a TikTok trend, I'd imagine, that probably didn't even start in this country. Unfortunately, we see this happen from time to time where these awful challenges, I guess is the best way to put it, pop up on social media, specifically TikTok, and then young people will try them and not really look at the repercussions. It's got to be frustrating, though, because it feels like to the average person, this is common knowledge. You know, like when this first came up in the news, people thought, this reminds me of the Tide Pod Challenge that was, years ago. And it seems like common knowledge. You shouldn't try eating Tide Pods. Well, you shouldn't stick things in a USB drive of a computer. How frustrating is it, for fire, law enforcement, what have you, to even have to put these warnings out? I mean, I know it's part of your job, but it's got to be kind of frustrating that these are pretty common sense issues that we really, it's interesting we even have to have these conversations on the air.
Yeah, social media has been great to connect people around the world and spread ideas. And as good as some of those ideas are, some of them are not safe. And so, people have been making unsafe choices for a long time. Unfortunately, with social media, it can make them trendy and spread it that much faster. But I think the number one thing is to make sure that parents and caregivers and teachers are having conversations with youth about being conscientious consumers of technology and of social media, that they're really thinking critically about what they're seeing on the screen, not taking everything at face value, and recognize that these devices are not inherent, that there's not an inherent safety. There are safety features built into them, but they still need to treat fire, electricity, other things like that with respect, and to have a good understanding of how to keep themselves and the folks around them safe, because this is not just putting themselves at risk due to shock hazards or the smoke, but they're really putting their teachers, their peers around them at risk. Not only are they damaging the device, but they can also cause damage to furniture, furnishings, and the school buildings themselves.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also worth, Lori Volkert, and correct me if I'm wrong, State Fire Marshal, I think it's worth having this conversation with kids as young as kindergarten, first grade, because what people may not realize, if you don't have a kid in the district, is that they're getting handed Chromebooks as young as 5 years old. My son, who's in first grade, has a Chromebook that the school gave him last year, again this year, and it's school property, certainly. But I had the conversation with him last week when I first heard about this. I said, listen, if a fourth or a fifth grader or somebody says to you, hey, my older sibling did this, we should try it. Don't you dare stick anything in that USB drive. And he sort of looked at me like, why would I do that? I said, but I don't know if they're going to tell you it's a science project or, hey, it'd be really interesting. I mean, I think this is a conversation, even if your kid isn't on social media or even if your kid is younger, to have that chat with them and say, listen, this is school property. Bar anything, this is school property. It is not yours, and you shouldn't be sticking anything anywhere unless the teacher says, hey, put this drive in, or hey, plug this in. I mean, I think it's worth having that conversation, as young as kindergarten, when they first hand over these Chromebooks.
Yep. I think anytime we're giving students a tool, we need to teach them how to use that tool safely. And when it comes to electrical devices, such as Chromebooks, tablets, phones, et cetera, it's important to have that conversation about using them safely and making sure they're not putting anything into USB ports, drives, charger ports, et cetera, that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Lori Volkert, I want to thank you so much as State Fire Marshal, the Office of the State Fire Marshal here in Connecticut, for what you do and for sharing this information with us here on WICC. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You're very welcome. You too.